Buddy Holly's death is usually associated with Clear Lake, Iowa. That's where he played his final rock and roll show on February 2, 1959. Buddy was headlining a tour called the Winter Dance Party. It began in Milwaukee's Million Dollar Ballroom and included stops in Appleton, Green Bay, and Kenosha, along with small towns in Iowa and Minnesota. A callous booking agent scheduled the dates haphazardly. The musicians had to travel hundreds of miles on unreliable buses. Then a blizzard. One night, their bus died on the way to Appleton, stranding them on a deserted highway in minus 30 temperatures. They had to set fire to newspapers to stay warm. A couple days later, on the road from Green Bay to Clear Lake, Buddy had his brainstorm. He would charter a plane for a hassle-free trip to the next gig, for himself and tourmates Richie Valens and the Big Bopper. They all went down together in a snowstorm, a tragedy known as the day the music died.
Memories will follow me forever.
Whenever it turns to winter in Wisconsin, I fantasize about seeing one of Buddy's last shows here in 1959. He played Peggy Sue, That'll Be the Day, and other irrepressible songs that set the style for early rock and roll. No matter how gloomy I feel when I think about Buddy's shortened career, I can't help but smile when I hear this profoundly simple music. With his elastic vocals and ecstatic guitar, Buddy embodied the hopeful, joyful, youthful rock and roll spirit that shook up the record industry in the late 1950s.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
I also fantasize about meeting Buddy after one of his Wisconsin shows. Back then, rock stars didn't hide behind their security guards. I imagine telling him how happy his songs make me feel, and then offering to drive him to the next date in my car so he doesn't have to travel on unreliable buses or planes. Of course, I can only fantasize for so long before cold, hard reality returns. Buddy did charter that plane. He died at 22, never knowing that he influenced the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and changed the course of music history. My gloom starts to set in again. Luckily, there's a sure cure for gloominess in this world. It's Buddy Holly's music.